This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer. And before we get going, I want to thank you for making our recent Share-a-thon such a big success. Share-a-thons are just an absolute necessary part of listener-supported radio, whether it's public radio or Catholic radio or whatever. That is a main source of funding that keeps the stations on the air. So if you participated in our Share-a-thon here recently, thank you very, very much for that. It did raise some much-needed funds to keep Catholic radio on the air. Thank you, too, to all of our regular donors and to all of our volunteers who came in and answered the phone and served the food and did all the paperwork.
And I survived.
There's an amazing amount of paperwork and behind-the-scenes things that go on during that. So we want to thank everybody for that. And just a quick reminder, our golf outing is coming up on Tuesday, May 22nd. Mark that on your calendar. It's a lot of fun. It's a full day. It starts with Mass around 10 or 10:30 in the morning, and then a quick lunch and out, and a lot of fun with golf and a full day of golf and some contests and things like that. Then a full dinner as well. So it's all a great, great deal. We'll be telling you about it more here on Catholic Radio very shortly. And if you want to find out more information, or it's not too early, we've actually got a foursome signed up already.
I'm going to dust off my golf clubs. They're in the garage. Don't make me golf. It's been a long time.
We'll try.
I look good with my clubs, though.
We'll try not let her near anyone. That's coming up May 22nd. And if you'd like to register a foursome, just give us a call at 317-870-8400. Or you can go to our website, and soon we'll have information about the golf there as well. So mark your calendar, Golf Catholic Radio, May 22nd. Let everybody else know you're going to be out of the office that day because you're going to be out golfing with Catholic Radio.
That's right. And actually, this is a very timely topic because after the golf outing, people might actually need some Catholic mental health, right? If they've seen me with my clubs, right? So actually, that's a great segue. My guest today for Faith in Action is Judy Phillips. She's a good friend of mine, and she's also going to be talking about Catholic mental health. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here today.
And you'll have a full clientele after the golf outing, I have a feeling.
Oh. Can you straighten out bent golf balls?
I'll do my best.
Okay, I have faith in you. Now, Judy, you are actually a clinical pastoral associate, and you're doing something somewhat new called distance counseling, and you're doing it with Pastoral Solutions Institute. So maybe talk a little bit about your background, what you've done, and what you're doing.
Great. Yes. So I have a master's degree in mental health counseling, and I'm licensed as a mental health counselor in the state of Indiana. So since 1999, I have been practicing either part or full-time as a mental health care provider. Traditionally, for me, that has been in a face-to-face counseling practice.
Okay.
Seeing clients face-to-face in a traditional setting where they come to an office, meet with you, have a session, and then go on their way, come back each week or every other week, depending on what the needs are. But recently have moved into working with Dr. Greg Popchak, who has More to Life Radio on the EWTN Catholic Radio Network, and it airs daily here at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah, it's a great show.
It is. It is. There are lots of great information that's provided there. So,
so you're affiliated with his practice?
Right, which is called Pastoral Solutions Institute.
So, okay.
Pastoral Solutions Institute has actually been around since 1999, providing telephone counseling.
So that's not new.
Right, right. However, there's just been a lot of need, and so he's just experienced a lot of need for associates to join him, and so I've recently joined him. However, my own self, back in probably 2005, I recognized that there was a need. People were really seeking out sound Catholic mental health care providers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. people would call me from great distance away. And I just, it just was a hardship for people to travel hours away for an hour long appointment. And so I looked into some credentialing, which the field of mental health psychology offered that credential and training. So several years ago, I went ahead and got that and just provided that service on occasion over the phone for the clients that would seek me out looking for Catholic mental health care.
So what is the difference? Well, first, let's talk about the different types of mental health providers, because I'm always confused about a psychologist, a psychiatrist, you know, and then
therapist.
Yeah. What are the social worker? I mean, can you give us a quick overview of what those are and the differences?
Right. Yes.
And then how you fit in with that again?
Right. So the psychiatrist is an individual who is a medical doctor. That individual is typically the person that individuals will go to see when they are looking for medication to assist in symptoms that they're dealing with related to anxiety, depression, other mental health related issues that the medication can assist with. So that's a psychiatrist. Next would be a psychologist, who is a PhD person, which means that they have done some extensive research during their studies, internship. They're referred to as doctor, but not medical doctor.
So Dr. Greg Popcheck would be in that category,
right? Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Then you have the group of social workers, counselors, therapists. They kind of all lump together. And typically those are individuals who have at least a master's degree, and lots of them, although they may not, or they don't necessarily have a PhD, they typically have had additional training to provide services with as well an internship that's required in order to achieve the master's degree. And then within each state, there's licensure that's required for all of those individuals, obviously providing mental health care.
Okay, that really helps a lot. Now, if you're joining us right now, I'm talking with Judy Phillips. She is a clinical pastoral associate doing distance counseling through the Pastoral Solutions Institute, which is a national Catholic mental health provider.
Right.
But you're actually local
in
Indianapolis metro area.
That's right. I'm local. Dr. Popcheck is, he's based out of near Steubenville, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
There are several others around the country. One of the male therapists in near Peoria, Illinois, and a couple people in Ohio. So somewhat in the Midwest, I would say. But we reach people around across the country and around the globe, essentially. There are times that we have people who seek us out who are internationally located.
Now, is this something that you've been doing for a while now? Or?
Well, I joined him back in August, September, began doing training, and have recently started working with clients just in January of this year. So while my telephone counseling work with him has just begun, my work as a therapist really started myself back in 1999 when I became licensed as a mental health care provider.
So what's the difference between Catholic mental health versus, you know, secular mental health?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's a good question. Catholic mental health really focuses on the person as a whole. And when I say that, what I mean is that Catholic mental health looks at integrating the Catholic faith into anything that we're doing, looking at the issues that a person might be facing, the struggles that they're dealing with, the way in which they engage in relationships from the perspective of what God intends for us in our relationship, really looking back to the beginning with Adam and Eve and focusing on what we know through theology of the body from John Paul II.
Mm-hmm.
And so it incorporates all of those things. It looks at everything from that perspective and how we live that out, implementing different spiritual aspects, for example, Ignatian spirituality and developing virtue and all of those kinds of things. On the other side is secular mental health, which really kind of looks at the perspective of simply that part of the individual, what they're dealing with from a psychological perspective, a mental health perspective. So while they may take into account family relationships, past history, those kinds of things, it really is centered in on what is happening in that element in the individual's life. And in today's society, mental health care providers have to be very careful about how they approach that if they do work with individuals as far as their own faith life and not crossing that boundary, because it can cause problems. Now, if the individual who's seeking out the mental health care asks for an element of Catholicism or Christianity or any other religion to be implemented into that, that can be done. However, it can't be initiated by the mental health care provider.
But you can help people or take calls from non-Catholic people or non-Christian people?
Oh, we can definitely do that. We do let them know that if you know, that we do practice really from a Catholic perspective. Mm-hmm. And people that I've encountered who have sought us out certainly don't have a problem with that, even if they're not of the Catholic faith.
So what's different about what you're doing is Catholicism or the Catholic faith or Catholic faith life is really integral in helping the person with also the tools at your disposal through the mental health profession.
Right.
So it's not kind of an afterthought or at the side, or if the client specifically asks for that, it is kind of the essential part of the therapy.
That's where we start, essentially.
Okay.
Going back to the basic of each of us is created in the image and likeness of God. And what does that mean? That means that God is calling me to the fullness of life with Him. So always looking to respond to Him, and in my response to Him, being able to interact with others to the fullest extent possible, always reaching out in love and really responding so that I'm in relationship with others rather than withdrawing to mm-hmm. myself or looking to what I prefer to do, but always really being other-centered. And through that, then I am able to live out my Catholic faith to the fullest extent because I'm reflecting God's love to others. Others then reflect that love to the other people they encounter, and it just continues to grow.
This is really great. I'm so excited about this. I want to come to you now. I don't even have any problems, I think, but I can't believe it, but it's time for a break. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with Judy Phillips.
Since 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America has been rating movies based on violence, language, sexual content, etc. But what if their judgment as to what's appropriate for your family is different from yours? Wouldn't it be nice to get a second opinion? Maybe one from a Catholic perspective. Catholic News Service and the former Office of Film and Broadcasting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have teamed up to continue the tradition of giving every movie a rating, one that you might find much more appropriate for your family. Where can you find these ratings? The easiest place is right on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Right on the opening page, just look for the yellow movie ratings tab. When the kids ask, hey, can we go to the movies? Or you just want to go yourself, check out the Catholic movie ratings at CatholicRadioIndy.org. It never hurts to get a second opinion.
Saturday is a different kind of day, so start it off right with Catholic Radio Indy's Saturday morning lineup. Forming Faithful Families at 9, I Choose Life at 9:30, Catholic Jukebox Indiana at 10, The Catholic Cave at 11, and two episodes of Faith in Action at noon. Every Saturday starting at 9 on Catholic Radio Indy.
One day, one voice shared one message, and one man who provides one way to God. Maybe that's why we have one objective: share Jesus, the one who loves, saves, and forgives. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guest, Judy Phillips, and we are actually talking about Catholic mental health. So what are some of the common causes, if you will, of mental illness that would cause someone to seek help?
Mm-hmm. Well, I
is it known, or is it a collection of different possible causes?
It's well, there is some that's known about it.
Okay.
I would like to kind of back up a bit and just say that, you know, there are issues that people deal with that are kind of situational or sort of in the moment for a period of time,
mm-hmm.
I guess more acute versus those that are more chronic.
Okay.
And
that's a good distinction to mm-hmm. make, because, you know, I've heard of people, you know, with postpartum depression, and so they need
right.
help because of that would be a specific situation, not right. chronic,
right.
but just a episode,
right.
lack of a better
mm-hmm,
word.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, those types of things that come up are, as I said, oftentimes situational. Like you said, postpartum depression. There can be situational anxiety, situational depression.
Like I'm going to go skydiving and I'm afraid to do that.
Right, right. And
that's
so,
probably a bad example. That's just the first thing that came to mouth, not to mind.
First golfing, now skydiving,
yeah,
right?
No.
Oh, look out.
You're
going to
be, you're going to have a full client role.
Oh. So anyway, you know, and then, you know, just things like parenting.
That's stressful.
Right, right. And a lot of times people will have questions about how to implement the faith within the family and helping, you know, their children to grow up and maintain their Catholicism and living that out. So those are more of the acute types of things, relational types of things that we deal with, I would say, in the telephone counseling practice that people seek us out for. However, the more chronic things are things that might be those terms that, and I'm not a person that likes labels, so it's really hard for me to say these things knowing it's on the air, but, you know, people that struggle with bipolar tendencies or any kind of psychosis where maybe they have episodes where they don't seem to be really present in the reality. Those are things that are much more chronic and oftentimes really stem from traumas that they've experienced, as well as just relational problems that sometimes can come from family of origin with, and really it all boils down to kind of attachment related issues. You know, I have this favorite quote that's really kind of my motto from Thomas Merton that says, in the end, it's the reality of the personal relationship that saves everything. And, you know, that just takes me back to the beginning with Adam and Eve and God, and that we are all created to be in relationship with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important. And whenever there are interruptions in those key relationships early in life, as well as once a person continues on in their life and there are difficulties or there's a perception of not being valued and loved, mm-hmm. then those things can happen where they play out to be more chronic issues, and then a person can struggle with those things over the course of their lives.
Now, I was going to ask you, you kind of touched on it there, about bullying, where mental health figures in there on both the part of the bullier
mm-hmm.
and the person being bullied?
Mm-hmm.
And,
great question, Jim.
And are there help for both people?
Absolutely, absolutely. As in all situations, there, you know, we have to care for both individuals, the victim as well as the person who is what I would call the perpetrator. And really trying to get at the root of what that is. A lot of times with bullying, it can be related to how they're feeling about themselves and not feeling secure, and trying to help them with that. And again, back to relationships, developing some connections and developing a sense of self, their worth, their value, and those kinds of things. So, you know, again, for us as Catholics and me practicing from a Catholic perspective, it really makes it easy to address those things. It's really beautiful. Whereas when I was doing traditional counseling in more of a secular atmosphere, It's much more challenging. It was much more challenging for me to address those things. And I was fortunate in that there were lots of individuals that came to me who had either a Catholic or a Christian background. And so I was able to implement those things into the work that I did with them.
I can't imagine, you know, being a Catholic and, you know, seeking mental health services and there not being a major emphasis on the Catholic faith. I can't imagine being Catholic and not having that as part of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, people who have told me that they're going to seek counseling, I said, well, make sure you go to a Catholic counselor. I always say that, make sure that that's integrated. And they'll be like, well, does it really matter? I'm like, yeah, it really matters, mm-hmm. because there's so much involved mm-hmm. with our faith that can really, really help us. I mean, that's the essence of who we are and how God made us. Mm-hmm. So why would you not avail yourself of that? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And that brings up a question. How would one find a Catholic counselor? I mean, people don't use the Yellow Pages too much anymore, but I mean, you don't go under a psychiatrist. Here's a Catholic one. You know, I mean, how do you find a Catholic
one? That's a really great question. Well, for one, I can tell you that people can contact the Pastoral Solutions Institute. So
give us the webpage for that right now.
The webpage is www.catholiccounselors.com, and the phone number is 740-266-6461. So people could reach out to us there.
Then let's say if they say, I really want Judy, can they get you if they want you?
Yes.
If they're local here or whatever?
If they're local.
Or even if they're not.
And I have had people do that because when you go to our webpage, there is a picture of each clinical associate as well as Dr. Popchak and a description of the various areas in which the individuals have specialty and training. And based on that, a person could call and say, yeah, this person really fits for me. Or I heard Judy talk and I would really like to speak with her and see if she can assist me with the issue that I'm struggling with.
Okay, and we'll mention those contact information again later in the program. So if you didn't catch it right there, get a pencil and paper handy. We will give it to you again later in the program.
What kind of role does prayer play in this work? I know you're a prayerful person, but I'm curious how it works. Do you pray with people? Do you pray before? Do you pray after? Do you constantly pray? How does it work?
It's essential. I cannot, and this is true even prior to being able to practice from a Catholic perspective in my work as a mental health care provider, I have known for a long time that I could not do the work that I do without prayer. So always I start my sessions before I walk into my office with prayer, asking God to guide me, to help me assist the individuals that he's sending to me. But the beauty of what I get to do now is that I do start my sessions with prayer with the individuals with whom I'm working. As well, all of us at Pastoral Solutions are praying for one another daily, for the clients that we work with daily and throughout the course of the week.
That is really awesome. So you have Christian community within your workplace.
Absolutely.
That is really mm-hmm. awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have that too here at Catholic Radio. We also pray before we go on the air, just in case anyone was curious about that. We do that too. Prayer is essential in any ministry you're
yes.
doing, right?
Yes, it is. It is.
So what are some of the benefits, would you say, of Catholic mental health counseling and specifically distance counseling, what you're doing right now?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, as I said, Catholic mental health counseling allows the approach to be focused on the individual from a Catholic perspective. So again, taking into consideration what God intends for us, what we're called to by our baptism, as well as the other sacraments that we receive, what that means and how we live that out in our daily lives. And the benefit of Catholic telephone counseling is that we have the opportunity to affect many, many people's lives who are seeking out specifically Catholic counselors across the country and internationally, as I said. So because of our modern technology, it affords us the opportunity to assist many, many people than we might be otherwise able to or be limited by the area in which we're located.
Is there a difference between long-distance counseling or distance counseling and face-to-face counseling in what a person might tell you or what you might tell a person?
Well, that's a good question. And actually, what we found is with phone counseling, particularly, it's sort of like going to confession behind the screen. So there's
or
that.
Or at another parish, you go to the you know, the prayer, the, you know, penance service, and right. you can go to a priest that doesn't know you.
Right. So that bit of anonymity allows individuals a bit more freedom mm-hmm. to really be open and honest much quicker. And that we just find that it helps to kind of speed up the process and move it along a bit faster.
So how would someone, or how does someone know that they need counseling? Mm-hmm. Let's say they're struggling, but they don't really consider that as an option.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what I would say is, if you're struggling, it's probably a good idea even to just call and check in with someone, call and see, you know, like, these are some of the things that I'm dealing with. And I don't really think that I need counseling, but, you know, I always think that it's a good idea, because most of the time we have a tendency as human beings to downplay really the situation that we're in. But more,
yeah, I'm okay.
Right. Yes.
Everything's fine.
Yes. 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 But in all honesty, really, a good way to think about that is, if you feel like you're stuck, like maybe you know what to do, but you can't act, or even if you might not even simply be able to come up with a plan or a solution about what to do, that's a really good indicator that you need to call someone, get in touch with someone, and get in and have a few sessions.
Now, what about someone who feels a family member may need help, mm-hmm. not themselves, of mm-hmm. course, but the family mm-hmm. member?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine, but my husband's really needs some help.
Right, right. Well, that's a very common thing that happens, too. And we do have people call who say that. Sometimes it's extended family members and those kinds of things. But typically, what we encourage them to be talking to that individual, to encourage the individual. And sometimes if it's a couple where the wife is saying, my husband needs help, what we would do would be encouraging the both of them to attend together. Obviously, sometimes it's a family situation where there's a particular child, but again, we would encourage them to attend as an entire family, kind of switching off and on occasionally to have maybe that one individual. We'd be doing some specific work with them, but working as a whole, family unit or a couple.
So go ahead and give us that information. We're about 30 seconds left. So go ahead and give the webpage. Uh-huh. And I know there's other resources there too.
Right, right. Pastoral Solutions Institute can be found at www.catholiccounselors.com or by calling 740-266-6461.
Well, I know this is kind of a heavy topic, but you've been a delight to have as my guest. And we hope many people will reach out for help or resources at www.catholiccounselors.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much, Judy. God bless.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.